Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Hey, Lee, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Who are we ghost hunting for today?
So I went out with a guy that I met at work. We don't work in the same office. We work in the same building. And, he got my number and we went out for coffee the first time. And it was good. It was fun. And so we decided to go out again on kind of a, more of a real date, a dinner date. We went to a Mexican restaurant and we had a really good time. Like, we just seemed to share some common interests and, we both loved hiking. And so, and then after the date, we just hugged after the date, say goodbye. But I just have not heard a peep since that lovely dinner we had. And I was just surprised because it seems so in the flow. And so
that is so disappointing.
Yeah, it really was. And it really was.
A ghosting can really make you feel insecure, right?
It does, because my mind's going something I said, was it something I did, I have food in my teeth, what happened,
right.
And so it's just sort of this weird mystery, given that it was a good vibe.
And given the fact that you guys both work in the same building, you have to solve the mystery before you run into him again waiting for the elevator, and it's just awkward.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's going to be terrible. I can't even,
figure out. Even if it's not going to work with him, you'd like to know so that you can stop beating yourself up over it, right?
Yeah, and trying to figure out, maybe, he threw his phone into the river.
Lee, that is what we do here on the Jeff and Jen Show when we go ghost hunting. We track people down and we get answers for you.
We always have one of us know the mystery, know the solution to the mystery. And in that case, in today's case, it's me. I know why Connor vanished on you.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So you guys went out to dinner. During the meal, something happened, and he's pretty sure he gave you a look when it happened that he thought you saw. Does that ring a bell at all?
I'm pretty sure he gave me a look. We had a bunch of looks that night. There isn't one that I really remember, that I flagged as weird or anything.
Okay.
I don't really. Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, we can just take a 2-minute clip of the conversation that I had with him and play it for you here in a couple minutes. And the world will know what caused him to look at you funny and then ghost.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hang on here just a couple of minutes, Lee, and we'll be right back. And it'll be like putting on a pair of glasses. You'll be able to see clearly.
Wow. Okay. Looking forward.
Okay. Ghost hunting continues next on the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
And now we return to the ghost hunt already in progress.
On the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
We are in the midst of a ghost hunt. Thanks for joining us. We're finding out some answers today for Lee. She went on a date with a guy named Connor. They work in the exact same building, not same company, but same building. Went on a couple of dates, and after the last dinner date, he's completely ghosted her, and it's driving her nuts. So we have tracked down Connor and gotten answers for Lee.
And we are obligated to provide her with these answers before they awkwardly end up on the same elevator.
Oh, elevators are awkward, quiet rides anyway, aren't they?
Oh, and then get on there with the guy who ghosted you? Hey, buddy. Especially if he's got his phone in his hands. Your phone works. Cool. I texted it 11 times. Fine. We're good. It's good. And then awkward elevator music in the background and just like really enhance the moment.
It'd be one of those rides that stops at every floor. Single floor on the way.
And you'll get the one and you'll get the one wonky elevator that takes like a good, you know how every building has that one elevator where you're not sure that it works.
Yeah.
So you push the button and then it makes a noise. It's like and you sit there for a second, then it goes.
She's gonna be so paranoid hitting that elevator button this morning.
I don't know what floor you work on, but you might be taking the stairs for the rest of your life. So, Lee, I can play you this little clip of part of the conversation I had. I don't know if I left the part in there where he admitted that he gave you a look in the middle of dinner, and he's almost sure that you saw it. You don't recall that look at all?
I really don't. Not a specific look where he was like, no, I don't. I don't.
All right.
I'm curious.
Here's 2 minutes of my talk with him. Just a little bit of my conversation with him.
Okay.
We went out to dinner. We went to a Mexican restaurant, and nice place. She got fajitas, though, and she put her fajitas together with her bare hands.
What do you mean she put them together with her bare hands?
I mean, the meat, the hot stuff, she used a fork and scooped it on.
Fajitas. I was thinking quesadilla. Fajita, you mean, so it comes out on the sizzling plate and everything.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
So she scoops out the hot stuff. She uses a fork for that. But then everything else, like whatever, the lettuce, the peppers, the cheese, all the other stuff, she just scoops her hand in there and throws it on this fajita.
And that's not an acceptable level of table manners for you?
I mean, I have some issues regarding that. I mean, I'm definitely a germaphobe. I mean, it's not. I don't keep it a secret. It's on my Bumble profile. You know, I keep just seeing her hands dipping into all that stuff. I really can't get the thought of it out of my head.
Lee, you're normal. He's the weirdo.
No, seriously.
I feel like that feels. Like, no offense to him, but that feels much more like his issue than mine. I mean,
I don't know if this guy
is, like, aware that there are cultures all over the world where it's considered rude to use utensils. Like, people use their hands, feet, like, all the time. Their whole cuisines, like, whatever, whether it's that, whatever. And, yeah, I just, wow. And that's, like, next level, though. Like, him being so freaked out that I'm eating a fake. Yeah.
I'm not sure if anyone else is picturing this, but... Work with me for a second. You're across from somebody at a Mexican restaurant who ordered fajitas. They look delicious. Then they start putting it together, and they've got a little bit of the grease from the chicken or the onions or the lettuce or the salsa, whatever they're grabbing with their hands. And then they do that with their finger.
Oh, you can't lick your fingers.
By one. But you're looking at the person wondering, like, oh, I don't mind. I'm a toucher. I'll touch with my hands. I don't care. But at the same time, if I were to look across on a date with a guy and see him putting together stuff with his hands like that, I don't think I could unsee it.
That would be a turnoff for you, too?
I don't think I could unsee it.
What? How else are you supposed to put together fajitas? Like, when it's got the shredded lettuce, you wouldn't pick it up with your hands?
I mean, the shredded lettuce, yes, but she must have taken it a little further.
Or the shredded cheese?
Shredded cheese?
Like they were sharing fajitas.
I wasn't touching. It wasn't like a group fajita where I was like
I just see her with those messy little hands, and I'm like, don't put those messy little hands on me.
Really?
Yeah.
She can touch her own food however she wants to touch her own food.
Reverse the situation. It's a first date. It's basic table manners.
I would never judge a guy for putting together fajitas with his hands.
If the situation was reversed and it was a guy and he was like that, you'd be like, oh, that's so nasty.
No, I would not. That is what I'm telling you right now. I would not.
Grab that guac with your hand. Did I do a dollop with a spoon? What are you thinking?
God.
Or like, turn me little hands away from me.
Jen, you're so gross. Jen, go take a shower. You're nasty.
Hey, Lee, I'll go on a date with you, and you and I will go get fajitas,
right.
Girl. Okay?
Yes, I'm in. It's
awesome.
A date.
Okay. I do think that when you see Connor in the elevator, you should, like, oddly touch him. Because you know he's a germaphobe.
Or just start like eating things in the elevator with my hands.
Yes,
trail mix.
That's
just eating things
savage.
Like,
All right. Well, thank you for bringing this to us, Lee. We appreciate you.
Thank you for solving the mystery. I appreciate it.
Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.